Hey everyone out there, this is Deepak. Welcome to the voice of Deepak. This is the episode 5 of season 1. This is the extension of the first episode where I've talked about how to remain happy always. In that pod, I had mentioned that in the upcoming episodes, I'll break down each of the 5 steps that I had mentioned there. In the previous episode, we learnt about the third step. Here, in this episode, we'll talk about the fourth step, that is, do what you love. Start doing what you really love and what makes you happier. Stop living this life for sake of your mom, dad, wife, kids, relatives. No, you must do what really makes you happy and what you really love. Stop being a person fulfilling others' dream. You dream for yourselves and try everything to get to there. If you don't love what you do, then you can never give your best. So why do something that you aren't best at? Why do something which you don't really love, which doesn't really make you happy? You may have reached it there accidentally, intentionally, or because of the situation you were then. Or maybe even you thought that it was your thing, your passion at that point in time. But now you don't feel so. Once you are into it, then quit, my dear friend. Do the thing that you feel you love at this point in time. You may ask, what if even that isn't my thing? Obviously, my answer would be quit, search for your thing till you get it. How safe is it and how practical is it to do so? Might be the question in your head. Good. Here is my answer. But firstly, I'll tell you something. Firstly, this life isn't merely about survival. Let me make this crystal clear. Do you think that this wonderful life that you are gifted is just to survive like animals, find food, shelter, sex, and end up dead once? Is this what your life for? If you're okay with this, well and good. You can go ahead, carry on, my friend. But if you feel that your life is not only about survival, then please quit and trust yourself and start doing that thing which makes you happy and which really keeps you happy and which you really love. So if you find your thing, if you find your that particular thing that you really love and satisfied to heavens, then trust me, nobody can be better or even close to better than you. Since you have that enormous love for your thing, when you could do something that couldn't keep you happy, that you never loved that well, then just give a thought that how passionately you will be able to do the thing you love the most. Just start doing what you love. Irrespective of your age, your financial status, your current well-being, quit that thing which isn't able to make you happy and start doing your thing. I would prefer to be a happy, unsuccessful man doing my thing rather than being an unhappy, wealthy, successful man doing someone's thing. Everything is in you. You do what you want to do or you do what you really never wanted to do. Just the mindset and trusting oneself is vital to take a decision against everyone to do something you love. Initially, you may not be accepted or you may be rejected by your mom, dad, friend, wife when you approach them with this aspect of quitting something that they thought was the best for you and to do something that you thought for yourself is the best thing. In this small battle, if you go against your mom, dad, friends, cousins, wife, girlfriend, you win. Instead, if you go against yourself, you lose, my friend, you lose. You may curse, cry later one day, blaming or even taking pride talking to your grandchildren, saying them how you sacrificed something that you loved or wanted to do for sake of your wife, kids, mom, XYZ. I don't see anything more terrific than horrifying than that thing. The reason why your mom, dad, friends, cousins, wife, or your girlfriend thinks that you need to do the thing that they think you are best at it because they want you to be safe or they want you as a reflection of their success. They just want you to be safe. They just want you to survive. They are deciding your limits. They assume that this is your life and they want you to believe that as well. If you believe, game over. If you don't, then the game starts. You can't be happy when you're safe doing nothing. If you're happy being safe, then you must have redefined the term happiness. Come on, take risks. Do what you love. Do what makes you happy. Stop impressing some external source. Do what makes you really happy. I don't know exactly what is my thing or what is that thing that I love to do or that thing which can make me happy always. If this is your question, then good. Here is my answer. Do everything that you think you may love. Do a billion things. Keep doing everything till you find yours. Live a shitty life. Get judged by people. Never mind. Keep doing. Keep the hustle. Keep on grinding. Keep on doing your thing. Even if the entire world is blaming for you for choosing that or doing that, one fine day you will bounce back with the speed of light and shut their fucking mouths for once. Even if that day doesn't come, don't worry. We are not here to impress them, so it really doesn't matter. If you still have something in some part of your head that I should have chosen to be safer than this, let me tell you something. At least you are brave enough to choose what you love. Whereas most of the people who are making fun of you never ever try to do something beyond. You are far, far happier and far, far better than them. So find your thing, do your thing, do what makes you happy. Start loving yourself. Stop expecting, start giving, live this life for yourself. Stop judging, stop hearing out people, live a life with zero regrets. Stop complaining, stop the blame game. Start being happy, one single life. Stop impressing people, start living for yourselves. Do what makes you happy, do what you love. That's all for this episode. Start loving yourselves, stop expecting, start giving, stop hearing out people. And do what you love. Okay, in the next episode, we shall talk about how we should start being grateful. And that will be the end of the fragment of how to remain happy always that I begin in the first episode. Let's get into detail about all the 5 aspects in the next episode. After completing the 5th episode, let's make a way for happiness and self-awareness into us and show the exit to this pre-programmed mindset. The next episode, that's it for now. Have a great day. See you all soon with another new episode. Quickly, take care, people. One life, no regrets. One life, no complaints. Just love and positivity. Take care. Be safe. Bye bye.